have to. They just said, hey, you know, that's really different, Jack. I'm not so sure I'm going to have to get used to that one. And I said, well, just let us work on it, Mr. Ford, and we'll keep trying here. I remember he came back to town a few months later, and we had the car set up again. We'd made some modifications to the front end, just refined it more, and had other cars sitting around the display that did have slant back front ends, like Citroen and, I don't remember what else we had in those days, but there were about three or four other cars that we had put in, you know, popular European makes, to kind of set the pace and let Mr. Ford know, because, you know, he was just flying back and forth to from the U.S. to London and not really getting a full shake or viewing of all the competition over there. But we had the showroom organized so that he could see it and get a pretty good feel for what our competition was doing, and then he saw that our slant back front end on the European Granada was very, very mild, really. And I can remember him just standing there and staring at it. And I thought, oh boy, what's he going to say this time? And he just turned around and looked me right straight in the eye and said, hey, this is, I got to tell you, I really like it. That's a nice automobile, nice car. And we put the right kind of a grill texture in that really worked with the slant back and all. Again, we were working with this louver theme with the grill texture, which we wanted to work into a Ford theme that we could use on all of our Ford, because over there, cars seem to have a common identity to the front ends, or some common workout or graphics in the front end that tied the whole line together, which we don't do in this country as much. But he, he said, hey, I didn't care for it that much before, but I really, really do like it now. And we felt very good about that, to know that we had something new, and he accepted it. And it was an extremely successful car, too. It really was, the full-size Granada.
Are they still making it?
Yeah.
The Granada platform has been a workhorse, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been an outstanding car. And, of course, it had four-wheel independent suspension, nice powertrain. Yeah, really nice car. Extremely successful. And so we had it at the top end, we had it at the bottom end of the market. We were really developing good products. And then we did a facelift on the Taunus and Cortina back in those days. Pretty major facelifts, too, to pull them more in line with our new line of thinking, very clean cars. And what we'd really done in Europe, I guess starting with the Fiesta, is develop these clean cars. Now, prior to my arriving there, we were using a lot of American design elements on the car, and by that I mean we were hanging a lot of chrome moldings on and superfluous ornamentation on the cars, and it just wasn't right. It obviously didn't connect in the European market. There was just no place for it over there, but it was a matter of having people with American tastes doing and approving the cars, and it wasn't right. And I think the message that we got through was, hey, we have to develop these cars for European tastes, or they don't care about us. They don't need us. We need them. And I think once we crossed that bridge, we were much more successful.
Mm-hmm. Along that line, Selnack, why was it that Ford of Europe couldn't be independent? Obviously, you're in a different environment. Why did you have to tack on these Durban concepts?
I don't think there was any reason that we couldn't be independent. I think our thinking just wasn't adjusted that way. Mm-hmm. And we just hadn't thought about it. We thought cars, I guess, our U.S. management, who was very involved, just thought the U.S. look was the look that the world should like. But the more we had U.S. management living in Europe and trying to understand the marketplace and the buyers, the more we came to the realization that, hey, we have to design these cars for the people on location. And people like Bob Lutz were there at the time, who were really fighting to get more of that European look. And, you know, it didn't... It is now you can look back and it makes eminent sense to think that, you know, you should design to suit the environment. But at the time it just didn't. And it's because business was always done that way prior to this. And we were fairly successful. And after the war, I guess it was a successful sort of a formula to use. But they had gone off in more of their own European direction. And we had to just ensure that we were meeting those objectives also. And I think that's the way it finally worked out. And U.S. management, again, was open-minded enough to let us do it. And, you know, it's a real credit to them, too, that they allowed us to do it, because they were driving to the airport in big Lincolns here and getting off and just staying there for a couple of days and not really understanding, you know, being driven to the hotel, not really driving a car in that environment. So they didn't really have that much of a feel, but you have to give U.S. management credit for allowing us to come through with our ideas and expressing our opinions over there.
A week in a small town in Germany.
Yeah, right. Yeah.